So, how many cosplays have you done?
Well, I've done about 28.
28, okay. Which one was your favorite?
My favorite? Ooh, that's tough. I want to say it was my Water Blue New World Johanna, but at the same time, I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a group?
I've tried it out for some collaborative opinions. It didn't last very long.
How many conventions have you been to?
Oh, I've lost count. Like 50.
How many cons do you go to a year?
About 3 or 4 if I can. But I never actually keep to that number. I said at least 3 or 4.
How expensive are the conventions usually?
Depends on where I'm going. Sometimes I have to pay for plane tickets and everything. Other times I just stay around.
If you decide to go to like one super expensive convention, will you cut down others?
Yeah, I try. I mean, I can only go to so many. I'm not made of money.
How long did your longest build take?
Ooh, about 3 or 4 months.
What about your shortest?
Like a week and a half.
What was your longest build?
Personally, I made a set of wings.
And what was your shortest?
I just had to make a little wand.
What was your favorite event?
Favorite event? Anime Boston 2016.
No kidding, okay. What shapes of characters you cosplay? Like, how do you make your decisions?
Well, I usually go it on whether I like the character enough to actually cosplay them or not, because if I have an actual connection with them, I will be willing to dish out the money. But if not, it's kind of just no motivation. I might cause test them, just test it out, but I'm probably not going to go for it.
Have you ever wanted to cosplay a person and then didn't, and why?
Well, I had an experience. I wanted to cosplay a Little Devil Nico. It was an amazing card. She looks great, but some of the things that happened, it just wasn't worth it, so I retired her very fast.
Have you ever been approached by people wanting to take a photo?
Nonstop.
Has anyone ever taken a photo of you without your permission?
I know for a fact they have, but it's not big enough of a deal for me to actually go after them. It's very annoying, though.
Has anyone at a con ever made you feel uncomfortable?
Yes.
How?
The way they come up to you, there's just a different nature for certain people. Mm-hmm. They approach you. They get all big. They think that they're the boss. And they speak down to you like you're either nothing, or they think that you are the character you're cosplaying. Which sometimes is all right, and it's cute if they're a kid. But after a while, if they're in their 20s or 30s, and a creepy, creepy old man, it's not worth it. And they try to be your friend and act like you know them. I've never met any of these people outside of this event, okay? They're not my friends.
Have you ever been harassed in a cosplay you're dressed as, or for how you're dressed?
I have. Multiple times.
Is it like being approached like that, or was there a specific incident?
So a lot of people think like to get touchy the more skin you're showing, so it's a mixture of both. And then a lot of people were asking for interesting pictures, but I'm 17, so.
Do you know of anyone else that's been harassed?
I know a couple of people who have.
Does it happen at every con?
Definitely.
What would you like to see change?
I would like to see it at least stop, or people say something more about it than just don't harass. Like, that's great and all, but it's not doing anything. Kicking people out of cons is not going to do anything. There needs to be a bigger approach to it.
A bigger approach to it?
Yes.
So do you want it to be more widespread, like the knowledge about it?
Definitely.
Have you ever seen cosplays not consent as you go to a convention?
You see it everywhere. You see it in the bathrooms. Not bathrooms, I'm sorry, porta potties, like outside there. And it just doesn't work half the time. Like, what are they gonna do? Sit there, read it? It's not gonna make a difference.
So, you don't think the signs make a difference?
I don't. Okay. But it's nice to see at least some effort.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you.